The May federal election saw a raft of new independent MPs defy expectations to defeat high-profile politicians in seats that were considered once safe. And now the ABC is giving you access to what took place in their first sitting week of the 47th Parliament. Four Corners reporter Louise Milligan shadowed two new MPs and one senator for her new report, Independence Day, that goes to air tonight at 8:30 on ABC TV. Louise, welcome.
Hi, Patricia.
You went behind the scenes with Independence Di Lee and Monique Ryan in the House of Reps and Tammy Tyrrell in the Senate. Give me an insight into what you saw.
Yeah, so we were following them from just after the election to the first week of Parliament. And it was a very candid behind the scenes kind of thing, which you don't normally get with politicians now. You know, everything is so controlled and tightly scripted and, you know, it's all the talking points and that kind of thing. This was quite the opposite of that. And these women are quite prepared to speak their mind in a way that is almost shocking as a journalist.
Because we're not used to that.
We're so not used to it. We have politicians stonewall us. We have politicians spin. We have politicians, you know, if they make a mistake, they pretend they haven't made a mistake and, you know, they don't want to have the idea of a backflip and whatever. Actually, with these women, they're quite happy. I mean, Monique Ryan is a good example. They're quite happy to say, I stuffed up. And, you know, in the sort of arc of the story narrative for tonight, that happens with Monique Ryan. And she just sort of owns up to it. And she says she hopes that voters will understand why she made the decisions that she did and that they'll move on from that. I think what's interesting about a lot of these women is they don't come from a political background, you know. Monique Ryan put her hand up at the end of last year for Kooyong. And, you know, as you'll remember, no one thought that she would beat Josh Frydenberg, the former treasurer. That just seemed like a task that was way too difficult. But she got this army behind her. There was a very, like, a young community, and she managed to pull off this incredible defeat, as did the other so-called teals. Di Lee's a very different sort of politician. She comes from a traditionally more conservative background. She was actually kicked out of the Liberal Party for supporting an independent candidate. And she talks about in the story how she's, like, got knives in her back all the time. She's much more world-weary than Monique Ryan when it comes to politics. She saw, like, so for instance, when the Anthony Albanese cut the staffing levels of the independents from four down to one, Monique Ryan was absolutely gobsmacked by that and had been arguing for five and really quite sort of deflated by it. Whereas Di Lee was kind of like, yeah, just another day in politics.
Because she's been in the political machines before, right?
She knows what it's like. And she said, you know, she knocked off Christina Keneally, of course, a Labor
unexpectedly
star.
And not many were watching.
No,
just what was happening,
I mean,
there.
To the point where quite a few people didn't even send a camera to Di Lee's election party on election night. But she's just like, yeah, that's fine. You know, she walks around Fowler like a complete celebrity. It's like that she, her community really respects her. She's a Vietnamese refugee, first Vietnamese Australian in the parliament, part of a whole new, much more diverse parliament. I mean, it was really fascinating for me. I hadn't been to Canberra for that long. So we're talking about the first sitting week since the spill of Malcolm Turnbull. Although I did all the Canberra bubble stories, that was during Melbourne's big long lockdowns. And so I didn't go to Canberra during that time. So the last time I went there, I finished that week of the spill, was just like, someone give me a shower now. This place is so toxic, but also so male, so white. Fast forward to, you know, a few weeks ago, it's a completely different place. And you were there too. You saw it. That sense of diversity, lots of women. It's still not quite like Australia, but it's getting a lot closer to it.
It is on the government benches and on the independent benches, but still not on the opposition benches.
As you very rightly pointed out in your analysis piece the other day, yes. But yeah, these women are part of that change. And the other person that I followed was Tammy Tyrrell, who is the new Senator for Tasmania. She's from the Jackie Lambie Network.
We didn't hear a lot from her in the election campaign. What did you learn about her? Because she's now the second senator with Jackie Lambie.
And holds a pretty powerful position because the government, of course, doesn't have the balance of power in the Senate. Tammy Tyrrell is an incredibly unlikely politician. So, you know, in her words, she's very sort of homespun. Like, she talks about how she started off her working days hoeing weeds in an onion paddock. And, you know, she's formerly someone who worked in employment services. She's seen a lot of people who are on Struggle Street, and her husband does overnight shifts in aged care. You know, we went to her house. It's a very ordinary house. She's so completely unscripted, but also incredibly smart. So not to be underestimated, she worked for Jackie Lambie for 7 years before throwing her own hat in the ring. But, you know, for instance, like, she was packing up her house to move to Launceston, where her new electorate office will be. So she's in Ulverston at the moment. And, you know, she's talking away to me. The camera's on. She starts talking about her weight loss surgery. Like, and she's just, like, completely unfazed by this, which I just thought was, yeah, so great. And she's just there in her fluffy cardigan, you know, chatting away and joking. But the thing is, again, not to be underestimated, her and Jackie Lambie were furious about Anthony Albanese's staffing cuts. And you'll see that absolute fire in the belly from them tonight. But I think what people will really enjoy watching is just seeing politicians like human beings, you know? I mean, not to say that politicians aren't human beings, but so often
allowing that side of themselves to be shown rather than protecting it.
Yeah, allowing a bit of vulnerability. And maybe this is a female thing, but I think more than that, it's a non-major party thing. It'll be interesting to see whether this lasts. And
I was about to go to that before I bid you farewell, but just on the whether it lasts. So you're really following them from the election, first week of Parliament. They are green as, right? This is new as, particularly for some more than others. I suppose it would be really interesting to revisit them in a couple of years too, to see just how much this... The actual structure of the parliament changes them.
Well, I was talking to a more seasoned political staffer who had been spending a little bit of time with Monique Ryan, and she said to me, you know, I really hope it doesn't get knocked out of her, like, because one of the things that is really, really refreshing about her is how she says what she thinks. And she's actually quite hilarious as well. But, you know, now she's in this very serious environment and, you know, just lastly as well, though, one thing I found really interesting was, you know, in the lower house, they don't have the balance of power, of course. The government's got a fairly slim majority, but that they were finding new and interesting ways to kind of exert their power. So for Monique Ryan, it was the put your masks on at the opposition,
yes,
you know, which went completely viral. But also the fact that the independents were able to get amendments to the climate change legislation, because I think the government recognises that they represent, apart from Dai Li, of course, they represent a bloc that keeps the Liberal Party out of government, the coalition out of government, but they can't give them too much because they don't want more Dai Lis. So it's all very
delicate. And delegate.
Yeah.
Okay, we have to watch it then. Thank you so much, Louise.
Thanks, Patricia.
That's Louise Milligan. Now, that Four Corners story on the independents, which is an observational piece looking at them as they make their way into the new parliament, is on tonight on Four Corners on ABC TV at 8:30.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.